John DiBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
If you have no plans for tonight or on Sunday night, because tomorrow we can't help you at all because this man's shows are sold out tomorrow night. There are two shows tonight at 7:30 and 10 o'clock, two on Sunday at 7 and 9:15. Tickets are always available through heliumcomedy.com or 215-496-9001. Ladies and gentlemen, returning to our studio for the first time in 10 years.
Oh, wow.
And it ends up, we were on vacation and he was here.
Okay.
Gary Owen is back. Hiya, Gary.
What's up, guys?
How you doing?
When's the last time you guys played Richard Marx? Come on now. Let's get that morning drive. We got to bring them down a little bit.
Now, I didn't realize we were talking inside. I never knew that you were in the military. What branch of service were you
Navy.
In? Navy, really? You were swabby.
I met with everybody because, I grew up in a trailer park, white kid broke. I was like a 5-star athlete to the military. Like, dude, that's the guy we got to get. Literally, I was Ben Simmons coming out of high school. But I told you I got a good story there. I was in a Presidential Honor Guard out in D.C.
Right.
So we did the parades and funerals. And one Christmas Eve, I was in my barracks and everybody was leaving to go for Christmas vacation. This girl that lives in Philly said, Gary, what are you doing? She saw me in the hallway. I go, nothing, just going to hang out. Like, Christmas the next day. She goes, you ain't going to spend Christmas by yourself. So her and her boyfriend, I rode with them to Philly. And I spent Christmas morning with her dad, who was a Philly firefighter, and her family, and her brother went out. So the next morning, it's Christmas morning, I had a gift under the tree. I said, nobody knew I was coming. It was soap on a rope, Old Spice. And her brother goes, hey, bro, I had to run out last night. You got that one gift under the tree. I was like, but it was the best gift. And I used that soap on a rope. It was nothing but rope. Like, I really used it. Yeah, man. That was a good Philly night.
How did you end up in the Presidential Honor Guard?
Well, when you're in boot camp, they said everyone over 6 foot with a 34-inch waist come down, and we met with these. They gave this big presentation, and so, of course, you want to sign up. They sell it to you.
Like, right.
You're on the White House lawn, and you're doing these parades and funerals at Arlington. I was like, oh, that sounds cool. And then I didn't know they did a background check.
Right.
So you're on the White House lawn a lot.
Right.
So I think there was 80 guys that signed up. Four of us made it.
Wow.
I was 17, though. I had no police record. You can't have no police record.
Okay.
And there was guys that had, like, unpaid speeding tickets that couldn't do it. They didn't know they had
really?
It. I had nothing. I didn't have a driver's license. Nothing. I was just like this. I'm barely here, man.
That was like your whole background. You had nothing, so what the hell?
Right.
You mentioned Ben Simmons. Are you a basketball fan? Because I know you're a football nut.
Yeah. I like sports.
All right.
Yeah. You know? Yeah.
All right.
So Philly's got a bright future.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We're not in love with the Celtics right now. We really wanted to beat the snot out of Boston twice.
Good Lord, but we are in love with the Celtics because if they knock out the Cavaliers in maybe five games, LeBron's cutting ties, and it might be here.
He ain't coming to Philly.
I'll stop. Come on.
He loves doesn't match up good with Philly. That's not a good. You have a superstar. You don't want to stunt his growth. You have Ben Simmons. LeBron's going to take shots away from Ben, and it keeps him from being the man for a couple years. I don't think he fits well in Philly. I don't think he's coming here.
He may not, but for a couple years, I'll take it until Ben gets a jump shot.
Yeah. I don't see that happening. I don't see that happening. He likes Carmelo, too. He's not playing with Carmelo. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
LeBron knows. LeBron knows. He's getting out of the East. If he leaves, he's going West.
Yeah.
That's okay. That much I would put money on. I think he's going West.
How about your football friends? You still in touch with all your football guys?
Yeah.
Who was it, USC that you were connected with?
Yeah, I used to roast them. When Coach Carroll was there, I used to roast them every year. They're back in the glory days. Yeah. But I'm a Bengals fan. Huge.
Really?
Yeah. Kevin Hart still owes me $2,000.
What?
We bet on the Eagles-Bengals every time they play.
Right.
And the Bengals have beat the Eagles the last couple times, and he's always paid me. But it's a year and a half.
Yeah.
Come on, Kev.
He's made some money since then.
Yeah. 2K. We bet 2,000. He still owes me. Like, I haven't, and granted, he's offered to wire it to me through my bank account and PayPal and stuff. I said, I want to get it in person, man. I want the Instagram video, the cash. Because now it's taking on a life of its own. People are like, Kev still owe you his money? Still owe you the money? I'm like, yeah. So I'll give him like little stuff like, hey, your new movies, is it on 2,000 movie screens or how many? You know what I mean?
God, Philly won the Super Bowl. Got that 2,000-pound gorilla off your back.
Everything's 2,000 with me. You know what I mean?
Now, did you really grow up in a trailer park?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah.
And you're writing a book about your past.
Right? Yeah, it's weird. Like, you hear stand-up say, all good stand-up comes from pain.
Right, right.
I thought that was BS.
Right.
And then I start looking at my life like, yeah, we're kind of jacked up, too. Yeah. We're kind of messed up, man. My one brother just got locked up Tuesday. He went away for a couple years.
Okay.
He was selling and using heroin, fentanyl, meth.
Right.
Just a bad... And it's just that side of the family is just bad. You know, trailer park. Got to come up with something to do with the depression, I guess.
Your brother, that side of the family.
Well, my mom and dad aren't together.
Oh, okay.
I was a homecoming baby. Because my mom had me, she was 17, and my birthday's in July. I did the math. August, September, October. I was like, okay. My dad had a good time at the dance. You know what I mean? I always have a special affection towards Chevys. I don't know why. Maybe because I was conceived in the back of one. Every time I see a Tahoe, I'm like, I like them Chevys, man. You don't want a Ford Explorer? Nah! Ford's ain't really doing it for me. I'm more of a Chevy guy.
And so you're from Cincinnati. I never realized that for some reason, and probably because of the USC connection, I always thought that you were from... either you know out west or and then you had that whole what's his face from New Orleans
Reggie Bush
thing, right so
the homie.
all right yeah. you two still tight?
Yeah we're still good, man.
Yeah.
We got through the went to USC, then the Kardashian thing, and now he's happy. He's good now.
Wait, weren't you on the Kardashians with him?
Mm-mm.
No, you aren't?
No. Nah, maybe TMZ caught us out to dinner one night. No, I was never on that. No one on that. Steer clear of that.
Now, with everything, you know, are you married?
Mm-hmm.
You are? Mm-hmm. Now, is your wife one of the people, or are you one of the people? Are you going to watch the royal wedding tomorrow?
I'm going to watch it.
You're going to watch it?
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. Talk about the come up. Meghan Markle from Deal or No Deal? Come on. Now she's opening the case like, oh, $1 million. I'm sure you're excited about that little bit of cash. She couldn't open up a case anymore. Oh my God! I can't believe it. A mixed girl.
Right,
it's crazy. Gives my daughter hope.
Right. Oh yeah,
my wife's like, right. Yeah. So okay. I'm looking at my daughter like, hey, don't give up hope, baby.
Right. They got a baby.
Right. My daughter. It's crazy because I got three kids, and you know they're all mixed. But my boys like white girls, but my daughter likes black guys.
Uh-huh.
But I'm looking at her like, look, if you're gonna go to the white dude, go for a prince. You know what I mean? Come on now,
come all the way. What the hell?
Yeah, it's interesting though. I was like, why both my boys? Both my boys like
now,
just white.
Now how old are these kids?
I want to know how old they are.
17.
Right.
I got a son 27, a son 17, and my daughter's 15.
How is that possible?
Right.
Yeah, how is it?
You look 40, man.
Not even. If I had to put my money on, I would go like, you're 38 years old.
Mm-mm. I'm up there, bro.
Really? I got your beat, so don't
all
get
I'm saying,
shy on
my
me.
My mom had me at 17, and she was a grandmother at 36. Wow. We keep it teenage. Wow. Teenage years are good in our family, man. We have fun in our teenage years.
Gary Owen is appearing tonight for two shows at 7:30 and 10. Sunday for two shows at 7 and 9:15. Saturday is sold out completely, but you can get tickets to these remaining shows by going to heliumcomedy.com or 215-496-9001. Sorry we didn't have any soap on the rope for you.
Yeah, right?
You know, we realized that you ran out.
Just brought it down. I'm about the law-abiding citizen, you. Don't answer your cell phone, Judge.